I couldn't count the number of times when people say, "Where are you from?" St. Paul. No, where are you from?
The Latin American student organization at UW-La Crosse spends most of its meetings talking about special events, like planning a salsa dance. But on this night, they broach a subject that has upset many Americans, illegal immigration. President Joe Lucio says immigration may trump the war in Iraq when he goes to vote.
I believe they're threatened by a lower class coming into a middle class or working its way up to a middle class. I do believe that somewhat racism comes into play also. Nobody ever talks about, well, Canadian immigrants crossing the border. No, I mean, why would they, if they're putting a wall across Mexico, why would there not be an entire wall across Canada? Because Canadians are not identifiable.
Lucio's grandfather came from Mexico to Minnesota during the Depression. He raised 12 productive children while working 18-hour days on a farm. Lucio says while his family has lived the American dream, those who want to keep Mexicans out of the country are creating a nightmare for people looking for freedom and equality.
You're cutting off the hope of people. You're cutting off the opportunity of people. It's basically saying that it's okay for people to just stay where they are their entire lives and never upgrade their status.
Wisconsin has a very small population of illegal immigrants. Minor compared with border states like Texas or California. The Federation for American Immigration Reform estimates Wisconsin was home to 85,000 illegal aliens last year. But immigration has still popped up in ads for Wisconsin governor.
Jim Doyle's priorities are all wrong. As illegal aliens stream in, he actually wants to give them welfare and subsidized home loans, and you pay the bill.
Welfare for illegal aliens? No way, Congressman Green. It's you and Congress that failed to act. 2,100 people cross illegally each day.
A member of another immigrant group has other reasons to vote. Peter Tao is a Hmong immigrant who became a naturalized citizen 15 years ago. There are 48,000 Hmong residents living in Wisconsin. The U.S. government recognizes them as political refugees because they were allies during the Vietnam War. Tao says the war in Iraq is important for him.
I'm not supporting the vision of pulling our troops right away. I think we need to make a good plan. We need to make a good strategy to make sure that we restore democracy in Iraq.
A large block of Hmong voters is not expected at the polls this fall. The issue most Hmong are concerned about isn't on the radar screens in Congress. What to do with thousands of friends and relatives who remain in the jungles of Laos or in refugee camps in Thailand. But Tao is a faithful voter who still doesn't know who to pick in the governor's race, since both candidates have supported his people. UW-La Crosse political scientist Joe Himes says minority voter groups in the state have traditionally had a low turnout. Himes says while politicians have used illegal immigration as a way to identify themselves, the issue is not among the top five concerns for most Wisconsin voters. In La Crosse, John Davis, Wisconsin Public Radio.